Hello. Hello, my name is Soteria. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you calling in to find a testing site near you?
Yes, sir, I am. And I've already tried going to the website, and I can't get any information to sign up.
Okay, are you, let's see. Are you trying to get to the testing website, or are you trying to get to the vaccine?
The vaccine.
Okay. I can provide you the number that you need for the vaccine line.
I've already tried that number, and they say that you can go onto the website to alabamapublichealth.gov/notify, and there's a form you can fill out. But every time I do that, it doesn't show up. There is no form, and there is no website that tells you about the form. And the line, that 855 or 866 number, is busy. So where do I sign up?
All right. Let's see. I've only been given information that you can sign up using that line. If you don't mind, I can try to check and see if we have any more information. I'll be right with you, okay?
Okay, well, I mean, if they're going to advertise on the phone number a website to sign up, then we need to have a website.
Okay, that's the same information that I was given. I wasn't aware that that wasn't the case. I would need to do some research to find out exactly what's going on right now, okay?
Yeah, there's absolutely nothing on the website where you can sign up. There's a phone number, but nothing to sign up.
All right. If you will bear me one moment, I'm going to place you on a brief hold while I check that information for you, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Good morning or afternoon,
evening.
Whatever.
I'm back up a little bit more.
Okay.
I'm going to try to stop right here.
All right.
You should still have plenty of room to come in and out of your garage right there.
Okay.
I'm trying to keep over here this way. Perfect. Tell me you had an unchecked driveway.
It's a pain.
I know.
I watched you. They have hit that light. So many people have hit that light pole and knocked it over.
That's what I was looking at. I was trying to keep hitting it. I said I better come another way. So I
No. You did good.
All right, ma'am.
Yes.
Well, thank you for waiting so patiently for me. All right, didn't find anything specific about signing up for the for the vaccination. See the different websites that it shows me to offer is actually the adph.org and the cdc.gov.
Wait a minute, do what?
See the go ahead.
Okay. What's the website?
All right. I have adph.org.
adph.org.
A as in Apple, P as in Perry. I'm sorry. A as in Apple, D as in Dog, P as in Pilot, H as in Harry, .org.
Okay, A, B like Baker, or D like dog?
D like dog.
Oh, A, D, P, H, .org. Okay.
CDC, C as in cat, D as in dog, C as in cat, .gov.
And what is this?
These were more websites that offered additional information. So only other information.
Want more information. I understand. A sign-up sheet, a form.
Now that I wouldn't be able to offer you. You have to call the vaccine line.
I did. And they said, go to alabamapublichealth.gov/notify. To sign up, there is no such website.
Okay.
I found alabamapublichealth.gov, but there is nothing there about notify. There's nothing there about a form. So if you're going to have that on the 800 number, you have to have an actual site to go to. Otherwise, take that off.
All right. Definitely understand the concern there. Would it be something that I'd be able to control?
I understand.
It's not providing that information to me as far as exactly where you're supposed to go. The only number that it gives me is that 855-566-5333. You're supposed to be able to schedule those appointments.
Right, but you can't.
Right. We don't have any way to do that at this line.
Okay, so where do I go?
See, that's the only line that I'm giving as far as anyone who actually deals with the vaccine. That's the line that I'm giving.
Okay, but I guess my question to you is, why are they putting alabamapublichealth.gov/notify as the website we're supposed to go to when it doesn't exist?
Again, that I wouldn't be able to say for sure because that's not this line. This line is more for general information.
Okay, but we're going in circles here. Is there someone else I can speak to? Do you have a supervisor?
Unfortunately, I'm not connected to a supervisor.
So, in other words, the information that they're giving on the 855 number is incorrect.
As far as I know, I've only been given that number to call.
You've got about 500,000 people who are going to be calling and wanting that and trying to get into it, and they're giving out false information. I mean,
okay.
This is already a cluster. This whole thing is a cluster. And they're just making it worse because there's no form. And I know you can't do anything about it, but surely you can tell somebody that there is no form. At least they have to make a form available so we can sign up. That's all I'm asking.
Yes, ma'am.
And I don't know who you can tell, but somebody's got to be told.
Definitely understand the concern there, ma'am.
Okay. I mean, if there's nothing you can do, I understand that. But somebody has got to be told there is no website, no form to be filled out. And I don't know who. Thank you. I don't know who to call to tell that. Because you can't get hold of anybody. You can't talk to anybody on that 855 number.
Definitely understand that. Again, this is all the information that I'm giving as far as anyone who can assist with the vaccinations. That's all the information that I'm giving. And we don't actually, as far as we as agents, don't actually check that number. That's just the number that we're given to provide.
Right. Okay. If there is anyone in your wherever, you need to tell them it doesn't work. And I'm sure they're already aware of that because of all the hoopla that's been going on for the last 2 weeks. But it still doesn't work. And they've had 10 months to figure this out. They need to figure it out.
One thing that I am able to do, you can file a report to the CDC, and I can provide you with that number.
Okay, well, we know where that'll go. All right, you've been very kind and very patient with me. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.